Beth Cobert stepped into the acting director's role at a tumultuous time for the Office of Personnel Management. More than 20 million federal employees and contractors had been hit by two major cybersecurity breaches. Cobert was asked to step in and help clean up the mess. In part one of her exit interview with Federal News Radio, Cobert describes how OPM has changed since those cyber breaches and what she's learned as a leader.
As you said, Jason, it was a tumultuous time to arrive at OPM. It was one of those opportunities that if you believe in public service, there is only one answer to a question of a call to serve, which is absolutely and how can I help? When I arrived at OPM, there was already a lot of work underway, and one of the things that was most striking to me was we had a whole of government problem and we had parts of the whole of government here working together quite seamlessly to address things. And so what I set out to do was had a number of components. One was, as you know, we had to get the cyber IT issues under control, understand what had happened, understand how we could improve things, and start and frankly continue the work that was already underway to modernize our systems and make them more secure for the increasingly difficult cyber environment we face. There was getting everything together to make sure that we were providing services to the individuals who'd been affected, the 22 million folks, including me and perhaps you, and making sure that we were communicating with them extensively to let them know what was happening, how we were going to take care of them, and while that might take a while, we were going to make sure we were going to do it right. And third, the rest of OPM had to continue to function. And one of the things I am most proud of that period in our tenure, is how the parts of the agency that weren't directly involved in cyber stepped up and kept going. That fall, we rolled out Self Plus One. That went off, you know, we got close to 500,000 people enrolled. We kept up the every 6-week updates and improvements in functionality to USA Jobs. That kept going. We kept answering and getting retirement things processed. So the rest of the agency really stepped up because I was focusing on all things cyber with our intergovernment partners. As an agency, we have come so far since then, but the journey on, frankly, all of those dimensions isn't done. We have put in place a tremendous amount of things that further secure our systems. We've done that in partnership with DHS and DOD for the background investigation systems. As I said in one interaction with The Hill, as I recall it, my goal is for OPM to be DHS's best and first customer for all the tools they put out. We've done that with the CDM tools, and we are happy to be their first customer for anything that they can provide us that will help advance the state of the art of our cyber protections. We're doing that with DOD. We have, as you know, lots of work to do on IT modernization that we are prioritizing, but we still need funding to support that ongoing work. We've restructured background investigations to continue, again, the path to modernize that, to make it secure, to use technology, to, again, think about this whole of government function and how we can collaborate really tightly with our partners in making that happen. And we continue to focus on the other parts of OPM's mission that help us attract and retain and honor a world-class workforce that has the tools they need to do their job, that has, you know, that promotes effective human capital management across the federal government. And it feels like a different place on all those dimensions from when I was here, but parts of it are still the same because it is the same people who are still coming to work doing great things every day.
And so just building off of that a little bit, has OPM recovered from the cyber breach, you know, both from a morale standpoint among your employees, but then also from the public's reputation of the agency as well?
I can speak to what I hear from folks inside and outside. I haven't done the formal survey. My answer to that question would be yes. Inside the agency, you can point to tangible things that know we're making a difference. We can see it in another year of strong federal employee viewpoint survey results. We practice what we preach at OPM. We take the federal employee viewpoint survey seriously and look at what that says about our agency and how people are feeling. We see it in the interactions with our interagency partners, but we also know, at least from a cyber perspective, we are nowhere near done. Frankly, we will not be ever in the course of, you know, my professional lifetime. This is a challenge that's here for us all along. but we see it in the feedback we've gotten on our new USA job site. We see it in the conversations I have with agency leadership. So lots of good progress. Feels like we're in a different place, but we got to keep pushing on all of those dimensions.
One of the things when you have an event like the cyber breach that you all suffered through, it takes a while for the building of trust, both on Capitol Hill, even though you're new and you came in from OMB with a very good reputation, you still then come into this organization that's been fairly or not, kind of held, you're being held to a higher standard in many ways. Do you feel like as you talk to the people on the Hill, not only do they get that you're a different place, but they are supportive of being a different place, and they're just, is the next OPM director going to hear the same thing? Hey, well, when you lost that 22 million people, because the reason why I'm asking you this way is because, and I'll just use the example of the General Services Administration, fairly or unfairly, they had a conference. Even today, the conference is still, people talk about it.
So, Jason, I think people are going to talk about it, but that doesn't mean we haven't changed our reputation. What happened at OPM and the way we responded, cyber is an issue that is central to every leadership team in every large or small organization today. I saw this transformation in my private sector experience when before I came here, trying to have a board meeting to talk about cybersecurity in an organization, you just, the eyes would glaze over. That was an IT problem, and it wasn't even a CIO problem. It was six layers down. I would bet you there is not a corporate board of a major institution in the private sector that has not had a significant discussion at the board level of their cyber posture, of their readiness, of how they will respond. If they haven't, they should. So cyber is going to be part of where we are for a long time. It has fundamentally, appropriately changed how we think about our systems. It has fundamentally changed how we think about our data. We know we need to move to a world where we are much more data intensive and how we think about managing human capital. That means we've got to secure that data, protect that data, think about privacy. Those are lasting changes. I want those changes to stick. But I think we have defined ourselves by more than that since then, and I think that's the difference. I think the difference is we can now go out and speak. I can talk to folks like you, and it is not the first question I get asked every time. And when we go to the Hill, I think we've built credibility. We invested a lot of time in working with the Hill. We invested a lot of time in working with our Inspector General to understand the issues they were raising and how they could address them. We invested a lot of time with our partners and other cyber experts from the private sector, from the public sector, because I wanted us to leave no stone unturned in saying, what can we do better? How can we continue to improve?
I know we could talk all day about the cyber breach. Let me throw one more question, then we'll move on to the other topics, because there's so much more that happens. Generally speaking, the cyber breach is never a good thing, but it's changed the agency for the better. I think you've explained that fairly well. The culture, the people, I remember Cliff Triplett talking about how DHS had to ask for permission. They couldn't get into the system. They had to ask for permission. Hey, guys, can you let us in to do some vulnerability testing? Because we can't get it on our own, which was a great sign. Should the federal employees, should retirees feel 10 times better, 100 times better than ever before about the safety of the data that exists? A lot of people will be very cynical and say, well, they already have it, so who cares? But that's not a fair opinion. That's a little frustration, I guess.
They absolutely should feel safer. They absolutely should feel safer. It is my data. I feel safer. They should take advantage of the services we've provided. Thank you to Congress. We are going to be providing those services for what I think is 8 more years. And the website is still there. If you think you have been affected and you've lost the letter, www.opm.gov/cybersecurity, and you still can go to the verification center and get your services. I miss saying that. See, that's the difference. I don't have to say that in every interaction I have every more. I've lost the act. But they should absolutely feel better. But while they should feel better about what we've done and what we do in our systems, the thing we also know is that the vulnerability and cyber safety starts with each of us. It is what we do. It's the emails we click on. It's the attachments that come through. It's looking at that website. So while we can do lots of things, and we have, this is something that, frankly, everybody has to take on as an individual in the way they interact in a digital world, not just with OPM, but the many, many other institutions that they interact with.
That's Beth Cobert, the outgoing acting director of the Office of Personnel Management, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller and Nicola Grisco. We have much more on transition and exit interviews. It's all at federalnewsradio.com.